Welcome to the Picture Man Podcast. The Picture Man has written and co-authored a number of titles in addition to his one-person play on Marriage, The Other Woman. He currently holds the position and title CFO of the Dear Lisa Foundation and studio owner, here in Jacksonville, Florida. Give it up for our native spirit and candor talk host, The Picture Man.
Hello and welcome to the Picture Man Podcast Show. I'm your host. Been a kind of rough week. Pretty much some of the young men I've been talking to, you know, we got it deep into the relationship window. Relationships. Oh, man. If you don't have this thing locked down in your mind, you know, you really should stay away from a relationship. Just have fun out there. We'll let you. Most of us married ones going to stay the hell out y'all way. All right. But for those of you who have locked in there, got it yourself and your mind committed to being in a relationship, it's something you really need to know. And for somebody, it's going to be the harsh truth, okay? One of the things is, I think a lot of people really don't have a clue to why people cheat, all right? And then here's the thing, if they do cheat, it's got nothing to do with you. Not a thing to do with you. I don't care who you are. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care about your looks. If someone wants to cheat, it is a conscious decision. It is a choice. Stop letting men and women tell you it's because of you. Stop buying that bullshit from your partner. Listen. I hate when someone try to convince me they cheated on their partner because their partner led them to it. Really? He or she always accusing me. I was lonely. They not sexual anymore, dog. And here's my favorite. I'm taking for granted. Listen, either way, it's still a choice. No one can push a committed person to do anything. Now, I use that title loosely, committed. See, because we have an obligation. We have an obligation now. Hey, the truth of the matter is, most have already had the experience. We understand the consequences and the effects cheating has on the relationship. And most of us have learned. But nothing can prevent or stop someone from cheating if one chooses. We all have desires, and many of us don't cheat and are separated from this situation because we have a higher morality. Simply put, many don't cheat because they don't have the desire. It has nothing to do with you. Cheating is a harsh reality, but it does not have to be. Now listen, not all men cheat, not all ladies cheat. However, we do need to get to a place of understanding. It's simple. Talk. No, I mean really talk. And for my fellows, some of your women are so pent up with information, and if you could just drop "She's a Good Girl" logo off her for 5 minutes, she will have you up all night with details about what she wants. See, most men think they have ownership on cheating and live with the belief that their wife or girlfriend is a good girl. Now be a man and listen. It's going to take some strength for some of them, but I assure you, if you can just man up, you're about to get some real deep down fights that will have your relationship in a can't find nowhere else relations. Some of your women been holding that good girl title for 7 years now. Set that woman free. We all bought that "I'm not that type" when we met them. Bro, you got a job and benefits? Hell yeah, she cleaned up that image before she married you. Now careful, brother. Some of you got another one. I failed to mention some earned that good girl title. Several relationships before she even met you. It gets tricky here. This particular one should never have to endure not being treated like the good girl. This one been planning her marriage since third grade. You probably was her first. You cheat on this one, there's no recovery. She ain't staying. If you can't be committed in a relationship, tell this one right off the bat, bye. Now ladies, yeah, baby, you fine, smart, and just an all-around diva. Still, that don't keep a man from dropping a mic here or there. I just told you that bro got a job and benefits. Men can't be given a choice. You got to step off with that entire noise of the day. Who is that? How come you didn't answer the phone? Where you at? Listen, the average man is offered relationships, and I say relationship, I meant to say relations, at least 3 to 4 times a day. He only submits to what's not being offered at home, but it's still a choice that he is in control of. And finally, ladies, stop using the "he didn't do this or that" to explain your cheating. All right, folks, I'm Picture Man. Thank you for joining me for this podcast, and I look forward to dropping the lens cap so you can focus. Peace.